From the Hero Law Firm Studios, welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post Podcast. Today is Friday, November 25th, and today is National Play With Dad Day.
Hey, Dad, you want to have a catch?
I'm Matt Golden, and here are your top stories presented by Mall of Georgia Dodge Jeep Chrysler. Gwinnett police take out 73 warrants and arrest 10 in gang-related shootings. A former Decula quarterback has made his way as Division I offensive lineman. Plus, we get our sports update presented by Tom Wage's Funeral Home. And hear about all these great events that will get you out there this holiday weekend. We'll have all this and more on the Gwinnett Daily Post Podcast. We sat down with Lauren Livesay and Colin Cappy, second-generation employees at Mall of Georgia Chrysler Dodge Jeep, to talk about their great customers both here in Gwinnett and across the country.
Well, one of my neighbors bought all his cars from us, and when I see him in the morning, I give him a good wave, and I'm very thankful for that. And he continues to want to purchase vehicles from us because of the good experiences he's had.
We have people from out of state that will come back that have been buying cars from us for years that'll drive on in or fly on in, trade in their car, get a new one, and leave. And we have some that are just loyal customers that have been with us for 28, 29 years. But then we have the ones, we have a very big online presence. We've been getting a lot of product, and we've been shipping them out all over the United States.
Mall of Georgia Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Go see them on the lot at 4345 Buford Drive in Buford, or go online and find them at mallofgeorgiachryslerdodgejeep.com. Two shootings related to a gang-related dispute have resulted in the arrest of 10 people on 73 felony arrest warrants, according to Gwinnett County Police. Master Police Officer Hideshi Val said this first incident happened on Brookdale Drive in Buford on August 21st. Officers were called to the scene and discovered that multiple homes had been shot. Detectives discovered the shooting was gang-related and itself stemmed from a previous shooting that had occurred on Circle View Drive in the Brookdale shooting. Sugar Hill resident Kamani Samaj Rhodes was the victim, but he survived the incident. Rhodes saw one of the suspects he believed was responsible for the Brookdale Drive shooting, Buford resident Willie Taylor, a few days later, and they allegedly exchanged gunfire as their vehicles passed one another. Rhodes faced possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony, being a party to a crime, and several drug-related and criminal street gang charges. Meanwhile, Taylor faces possession of a firearm, aggravated assault, and several drug-related and criminal street gang charges. The other suspects who have been arrested include 17-year-old Kavian Swift, 18-year-old Derek Ashley, 18-year-old Hunter Hafley, 20-year-old Sebastian Eduard, 19-year-old Akim LaRoche, and three 16-year-old juveniles. If someone had told Shane Buckingham a few years ago that one day he'd be a starting offensive lineman for Army's football team, he would have told them they were greatly mistaken. At Decula, Buckingham led his team to a pair of Region 8, 6A championships and two state playoff appearances as a quarterback. As a senior, he completed 89 of 178 passes for more than 1,600 yards and three touchdowns and ran 133 times for 672 yards and 13 touchdowns. Now a junior at the Military Academy, Buckingham has started at right tackle in five games for Army, including the season opener against Coastal Carolina. He was recruited as a tight end by Army, and after a year of seasoning at the U.S. Military Academy Preparatory School, Buckingham joined the Black Knights, but by his sophomore season, he was already working with the offensive linemen. Recruited by Army's offensive coordinator Brent Davis, who is a Duluth native, Buckingham admitted while he was in high school he never imagined himself being an offensive lineman or a cadet, but he's more than satisfied with the decision he's made.
Holy night, the stars are brightly shining, it is the night of our dear Savior's birth.
The first show of John Barry's annual Christmas tour is set for Friday, November 25th at the Eagle at Sugar Hill, and the Grammy Award-winning singer will be more than comfortable in a venue he's played many times. Tonight's performance, which kicks off the former Georgian's 26th annual Christmas tour, is scheduled to start at 7 p.m. and will follow a well-established template. The first set consists of Barry's hits, of which there are many. He's had some 20 songs make the country charts during his 40-year career. The opening set will also showcase several songs from his latest album, Find My Joy, which features faith-based numbers including How Great Thou Art and Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. The second set is exclusively Christmas music, of which there are also many choices. In addition to the show at the Eagle, Barry has scheduled concerts, 20 in all, in Cedartown, Athens, Toccoa, Augusta, and Tifton, and he will visit some of his old favorite towns, such as Jeffersonville, Indiana, the Grand Opera House in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and new stops like Morganton, West Virginia, and Hastings, Michigan. The tour ends on December 20th at the Tift House in Tifton. Barry said he seeks to evoke memories of a simpler time in his interpretation of classic songs of the holiday. And now, here is your Gwinnett Sports Update presented by Tom Wages Funeral Home. And then there were three. That's right, folks. Only three Gwinnett teams remain in the state playoffs. And surprisingly, one of them is not the Buford Wolves. Buford was stunned last Friday night in a loss against Walton, 42-35, in the second round. This is the earliest postseason exit for the Wolves since 1999. It snapped Buford's 22-game winning streak and was the first playoff loss for both four-year head coach Brian Appling and his players, who had gone 16-0 in the playoffs since 2019. The Wolves were on a three-year run of state championships the past two in 6A in 2019 and 5A, and their last postseason loss was November 23, 2018 to Bainbridge in the quarterfinals. Buford had also won 30 straight home games against Georgia teams dating back to that Bainbridge loss, and it hadn't dropped a game to a Georgia team since September 11th of 2020 at North Cobb. So now it's Grayson, Mill Creek, and North Gwinnett who are carrying Gwinnett's hope for a state title. The three advanced to this Friday's quarterfinals and extended their seasons past Thanksgiving, an annual feat that typically signals a successful season. A Thanksgiving morning practice equals a considerable accomplishment and a reward for being one of the final eight teams. Tonight, Grayson will take a short quarterfinal road trip to Region 6 7A champion Milton, last year's state runner-up. Milton, who's on a run of seven straight wins, outlasted Norcross 30-23 in the second round. Grayson, the 4-7A champion, rebounded from a Game 10 loss to Parkview for playoff wins over Hillgrove and Camden. Last week's victory was number 10 on the season, giving Grayson 9 straight seasons and 15 of the last 16 seasons with double-digit wins. A win this week would send the Rams to the state semifinals for the third straight season. Like Grayson, North Gwinnett faces a second-round road trip. Its journey is much tougher than a drive to neighboring Fulton County, where the main challenge is avoiding Black Friday shopping traffic. The Bulldogs are headed to Colquitt County for their Friday night quarterfinal, which means a four-hour drive to Moultrie. Of more concern than that drive is what awaits when they arrive. Colquitt, who is 12-0 and ranked number 2 in Georgia, is one of the great state championship favorites. The Packers, coached by Burke Margarad Sean Calhoun, have a season full of convincing wins, and their closest margin of victory was a 24-6 victory over Valdosta on October 28th. North is on a roll too as it rides an 8-game winning streak into the playoffs. The 8th one was a tight one, 38-35 over Lambert last week. One more victory gets the Bulldogs into their first state semifinal since 2019. Make sure to go to GwinnettPrepSports.com for all the latest on the high school football playoffs. And next week we look forward to having Will Hammock back to break down this week's action.
Why talk to Tom M. Wages Funeral Home Service today? You remove the financial and emotional stress from your loved ones. On the worst day of their lives, your family doesn't need to add financial stress to the pain of loss. You protect them. A pre-funded, pre-arranged funeral allows your family to grieve and mourn without the worry of how to pay. Plus, the peace of mind you have knowing everything is taken care of is priceless. Don't leave the worry and stress to your loved ones. Take care of your funeral prearrangements now. Let the family service professionals at Tom M. Wages in Snellville or Lawrenceville help you. Call Tom M. Wages today at 770-979-3200 or email jim@wagesfuneralhome.com. Tom M. Wages, the most respected and requested funeral home in Gwinnett County.
Making your weekend plans? There's never a dull moment in the DTL. Visit the historic Lawrenceville Square or one of our more than 20 unique restaurants and eateries, breweries, and eclectic shops. Enjoy an outdoor concert or movie at the Lawrenceville Lawn, an Aurora Theater show at the Lawrenceville Arts Center, multiple brunch options, the Slow Pour Sunday Market, and so much more. Visit downtownlawrencevillega.com for a full events calendar, helpful links, and details. That's downtownlawrencevillega.com.
Beyond our Earth, astronauts are unraveling the mysteries of space. Train with the astronauts in a huge hidden swimming pool in Houston. Live underwater in Aquarius. And venture onto the sea floor to test equipment that might someday be used to explore an asteroid. Astronaut, ocean to orbit.
Now playing on the giant screen at Fernbank Museum. The Gwinnett Daily Post is giving away a 4-pack of tickets to see the Atlanta Gladiators. Call 404-997-8655 and leave a voicemail for your chance to win tickets to see the Atlanta Gladiators.
RECYCLE Recycle. CONSERVE Conserve. Don't you POLLUTE pollute the rivers, sky, or sea, or else you're gonna get what you deserve.
Gwinnett Clean and Beautiful Executive Director Shelley Merlot is excited by the organization's new Green Youth Advisory Council and hopes the youth will take what they learned during their time with them and grow their reach to impact their cities, their state, their region, their country, and the world at large. The environmental nonprofit recently announced the 2022-2023 of the Youth Council, which is a hyper-local service learning and leadership development program for high school students. During their service in the program, Green YAC members lend a fresh perspective to Gwinnett Clean and Beautiful and take part in the nonprofit's events while acting as ambassadors for environmental change. To learn more about Green Youth Advisory Council and other Gwinnett Clean and Beautiful programs, please visit gwinnettcb.org. And now it's time to check out some of the great events that will get you out there this holiday weekend. Happy Black Friday, Gwinnett County, and it is another beautiful weekend for you to get out there. Saturday from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m., you can enjoy a Stone Mountain Christmas. Share heartwarming moments with your family while you discover what makes Stone Mountain Christmas Atlanta's favorite holiday celebration. New this year, watch in amazement as hundreds of drones light up the sky as they fly above the reflection pond in the magical Christmas drone show. See larger-than-life festival aerial formations professionally choreographed with color-changing lights and sync to favorite holiday music in this 12-minute must-see show. Catch favorite experiences including the Christmas parade when the streets are filled with holiday characters, dancing, beautiful floats, and holiday music. Check out Snow Angel's Snowfall Celebration, where the Snow Angel flies overhead and creates a magical snowfall and the world's largest Christmas light show that uses custom lighting and projects a unique video on the mountain in sync with your favorite holiday song. Plus, don't miss fireworks in this amazing 20-minute experience. Also, folks, we know Saturday at noon is the day. That's right, Georgia versus Georgia Tech, clean old-fashioned hate. If you can't make it to Athens this year for the rivalry game, head down to Iron Shield Brewing in Lawrenceville. Iron Shield will have all their great beers on tap in addition to food trucks, along with plenty of big screens to give you all the dog versus jacket action. You can RSVP for this event online at ironshieldbrewing.com. Today at 2 p.m., tomorrow at 10 a.m., and then again at 2 p.m., you can go catch a Christmas tradition, the Nutcracker, at Gassau Theater in Duluth. Tickets are going fast to this fun holiday event, so please go to Ticketmaster.com to secure your tickets as early as possible. Also, tomorrow afternoon from 5 to 8 is the Snellville Tree Lighting and Lighted Parade. Good old-fashioned fun with cookie decorating, ornament making, roasted marshmallows, and s'mores. Activities are $1 each or 2 cans of food for the Southeast Gwinnett Co-op. Visits with Santa are free. Bring your camera and make some holiday memories. For more information, please go to experiencesnellville.com. Hopefully these events pique your interest and you can get out there this holiday weekend. Have a fun and safe weekend, Gwinnett County. Follow a recipe for success and join the Cafe Gwinnett team. With Gwinnett County Public Schools serving in the school cafeteria. Highly competitive pay, hourly rates start at $14 and go up to $19.52 per hour. Enjoy the fruits of part-time work while receiving full-time benefits for you and your family. Work just 4 to 5 hours each school day. Get great health benefits and dental coverage for you and your family with a generous employer contribution, fully paid training with no experience required, and a work schedule that fits your busy life. You'll never have to work evenings, weekends, or any during the summer. If Cafe Gwinnett is the place for you, apply today at gcpsjobs.org/Cafe Gwinnett. The Gwinnett Daily Post is giving away a 4-pack of tickets to Fernbank Museum. Call 404-997-8655 and leave a voicemail for your chance to win.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to Credit Union of Georgia. The better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Thanks again for listening to today's Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Did you know that over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, Executive Director. Jacob Sutherland, Director. Matt Golden, News Director. Chin Ray Zhang, Director Producer. And Jason Gentarola, Audio Producer. All rights reserved.